Possess raga.
Yes. Devotional service rendered by people who possess raga. And what are the two divisions of raga? Or raga pika bhakti?
Somebody in this relationship.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada translates Kama Yuga as sensual attraction and Sambandha Yuga as relationship. And what is the qualification for enter? So then what is Raga Yuga Bhakti?
To perform devotional service, so as to follow the right ethnic pattern.
And what is the qualification for entering Raghunatha Bhakti? What makes one eligible to perform Raghunatha Bhakti?
Greed?
Greed? I thought we're supposed to give up greed. Lust, greed, anger, these are bad things. We have to give them up.
Spiritual greed,
yes. For? What are we greedy for exactly?
A certain kind of relationship with Krishna.
Yes, a certain kind of relationship with Krishna. Or a certain type of mood of service. A certain type of love for Krishna. Or else Rabri, Rasgula, and Gaucho. That is another type of transcendental greed. Okay, now text 156 and 157. There are two processes by which one may execute this Raga Yuga Bhakti, external and internal. When self-realized, the advanced devotee externally remains like a neophyte and executes all the shastric injunctions especially hearing and chanting. However, within his mind, in his original purified, self-realized position, he serves Krishna in Vrindavan in his particular way. He serves Krishna 24 hours, all day and night. Text 158. Seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tad bhava lipsuna karya rajalok anusarasa. Seva means service, and the service is performed in two ways. One is in the sadhaka rupa, which means the external body as a devotee practicing the regulative principles of devotional service. Siddha rupena is the Śrīla Prabhupāda translates it as a body suitable for eternal self-realized service. Here we have the example of the Goswamis, like Rupa Goswami. Externally, he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Rupa Goswami, and he was always busy, as described by Srinivasacharya in the Sada Goswami Astakam. Krishna kirtana gana nartana puro premam ritam bonidi dira dira jana priya priya karo nirmat saro pujito sri chaitanya pipa varo buvi bubo paramaham sarnam vande rupa sanatana rukhi sri jiva gopalaka. They were always busy in Krishna kirtan, loudly singing and dancing. And Nana Shastra Vicharana Kadipuno Sadharana Stapakam. And they were busy writing literatures for the benefit of all mankind, establishing eternal religious principles. They had so many activities, chanting the holy name, dancing, chanting a prescribed number of rounds, offering obeisances a certain number of times every day. All the activities that a sadhaka or a practitioner of sadhana bhakti should perform. Just as we saw Srila Prabhupada also render service. Reading books, writing, giving class, chanting the holy names, preaching, everything that we saw. As a follower of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is sadhaka rupa, and siddha rupa is the body that one develops to render eternal service to Krishna in one's own particular relationship. as a cowherd girl or as an elderly gopi in Vatsali Ras, or as a cowherd boy in Sakya Ras. The Tadbhava Lipsuna Karya. Rajalok Anisarata. One should always be thinking of the mood, bhava, the mood of service of the particular resident of Vrindavan that one wants to follow. Just like the six Goswamis. In the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were the six Goswamis. And in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, they were the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. So someone who is a follower of the six Goswamis both internally and externally. Externally, he will follow the example of the Goswamis, as we mentioned. And internally, he will also follow the mood of service to Srimati Radharani and Krishna that Rupa Goswami has as Rupa Manjari, or Sanatana Goswami has as Vamaka Manjari. And Rupa Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, have written books in the mood of Raghunuga Bhakti. Because as we mentioned, by the influence of Yoga Maya, they did not think that they were eternal residents of Vrindavan in Krishna Lila. They thought that they were conditioned souls who had been delivered by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's other associates. So they have the same mood of sadhakas, that they have to practice devotional service and attain perfection. So they exhibited the intense desire for perfection that the Raghunuga Vaishnav must have. And they wrote many prayers in the mood of Raghunuga Vaishnavas, praying for service to Srimati Radharani. And the prayers of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami are exemplary for Raghunuga Vaishnavas aspiring for the same mood of service to Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And Raghunath Das Goswami is especially appropriate for us in the line of Rupa Goswami to follow, because he was a Rupanuga, both externally and internally. In other words, we are all Rupanugas. Rupanuga means a follower of Rupa Goswami. Anuga means to follow. So Rupanuga needs to follow Rupa Goswami. So externally we follow Rupa Goswami by chanting the holy name, dancing, discussing the devotional scriptures and so on. And internally, if we happen to desire the same type of good as Rupa Goswami, then internally we will aspire to follow Rupa Manjari. So Raghunath Das Goswami internally also had the same mood that he wanted to follow Rupa Manjari. So his prayers and his mood are very appropriate, both internally and externally. Because externally, Raghunath Das Goswami was a disciple of Rupa Goswami, and internally Rati Manjari is an assistant to Rupa Manjari. Now someone may wonder that Rupa Goswami was the spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami. Of course, he didn't think of Raghunath Das Goswami as his disciple. He thought of Raghunath Das Goswami as his younger brother. But Raghunath Das Goswami thought of Rupa Goswami as his spiritual master. And therefore, he could serve him internally and externally. But someone might wonder that if my spiritual master is not in the same rasa that I'm in, or that I am meant to be in, or hope to be in, how can I serve him internally or eternally? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given the example in Jiva Dharma of two disciples of the same guru. One of the disciples aspired to serve Srimati Radharani as a follower of, or as an assistant to, Lalita Devi. And the other disciple desired to serve Krishna as a cowherd boy, as an assistant to Subal. So, in due course, the devotee who was inclined towards Madhurya Rasa, he saw the spiritual master as a manifestation of Lalita Devi. And the other disciple, who was inclined to Sakiras, he saw the spiritual master as a manifestation of Subal. Someone might ask, how is it possible? Is the manifestation real, or is it just some sentiment or some sort of illusion perceived by the disciples? The answer is given that actually the guru was in Madhurya Rasa. But since Madhurya Rasa includes all of the other rasas, so when he was manifest to the disciple in Sakya Rasa as being one of the devotees in Sakya Rasa, it was not false. Because Sakya Rasa, the elements of Sakya Rasa are included in Madhurya Rasa. Just like in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya had two devotees who, they were his devotees, but they were also devotees of Lord Ram. So it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that they saw Lord Chaitanya directly as Ramchandra himself. So we will say that Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna, or Radha and Krishna. But because Lord Ramchandra is included in Lord Krishna, all of the incarnations are included in Lord Krishna. So when the devotee of Ram saw that Lord Chaitanya was directly Lord Ram himself, he was not imagining, but actually it was true. Text 159. Actually, the inhabitants of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna. If one wants to engage in spontaneous loving service, he must follow the inhabitants of Vrindavan and constantly engage in devotional service within his mind. So we cannot approach Krishna directly, either in the material world or in the spiritual world. Once Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was on tour of South India, and they came to one place where there was supposed to be a great devotee of Ram. So many of the local people approached Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and told him that there's one great devotee of Ram here. He's always chanting the name of Ram, weeping in separation, and so many things. So they all wanted Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to meet him. So ultimately he agreed and did meet him. So he asked the devotee, great devotee of Lord Ram, that your relationship with Ram, is it through any associate of Ram, like Hanuman or Lakshman, or is it direct? He replied, no, no, it is direct. Then after he left, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati commented that he may be a pretender, because we cannot approach the Lord directly at any stage. We always serve under superior guidance. And the principle of das, 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 under das. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalaya or dasa, das, under das applies both in the material world as sadhakas and in the spiritual world as siddhas. In the material world as sadhakas, we are the servant of the servant of the servant in the cyclic succession. I'm the servant of my spiritual master, he's the servant of his spiritual master, he's the servant of his spiritual master, and so on. And in the spiritual world, also, we're the servant of the servant of the servant. I will make a garland for Srimati Radharani, and I will give it to my spiritual master. She will give it to Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari will give it to Lalita Devi. And Lalita Devi will give it to Srimati Radharani. But sometimes if they want, they can say, no, you can give yourself. Then we can directly put the garland on the neck of Srimati Radharani. But we will not attempt to do so on our own initiative. Only if they call us and ask us, but we do it. So the relationship between the guru and disciple will continue, but the forms will be different, and the relationship will be a little different. There will be more of the element of friendship. And of course in Vrindavan there's no honor reverence anyway, not even for Krishna. So what to speak of our spiritual master. But still we will serve under his guidance. There's one nice story that Rupa Manjari helped to arrange for the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radharani has one main rival for Krishna's affection or attention, named Chandravali. So one of the services of Rupa Manjari and her assistants is to arrange for Lord Krishna to meet with Srimati Radharani, and sometimes to distract or divert Krishna from Chandravali. So one time, Krishna, a big calamity in Vrindavan. One demon has come. He's just about to kill all of the cowherd boys and calves who are your dear friends. So you must come immediately. Sometimes Krishna is even with Chandravali. And hearing the words of Rupa Manjari, he will say to Chandravali that you just wait here. I must kill the demon, and as soon as I kill the demon, I will come back in no time at all. So you just be patient and wait here. Then he'll leave Chandravali with Rupa Manjari and go to some grove and meet Srimati Radharani. So this particular meeting was exceptionally sweet. And Srimati Radharani was exhibiting so many different types of ecstatic symptoms. Just like we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Saurabh Damodar Goswami at the time of Rathiatra. Actually, after Rathiatra, there's the Hirapanchami festival. In the Rathiatra, Lord Jagannath is taken from the Jagannath temple, which represents Dwarka or Kurukshetra, and taken to the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. And Lord Jagannath remains there for 1 week. But after about 5 days, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, becomes agitated. That where is my husband? Where has my husband gone? Why he has not come back? So in a very angry mood, she assembles all of her maid servants, and on a chariot, in a big procession, she goes to the Gundicha temple, and she sends her maid servants to arrest the servants of Lord Jagannath. They actually abuse them and beat them and arrest them and demand that Lord Jagannath should come. So Saurabh Damodar and Lord Chaitanya discuss the different types of lovers of Krishna exhibit different moods of anger. Jealous anger or proud anger, which is called mad. And then they start to discuss the different types of lovers and how they exhibit different types of mad. And then they go further and discuss different types of ecstasies. So one of the ecstasies of Srimati Radharani consists of several different ecstasies combined. Kila Kinchinat. And this takes place, for example, at the Yamuna or at Govardhan, when Srimati Radharani and her friends want to pass, and there's some narrow passage, or else he'll place himself at, anyway, so say at Govardhan, there's one place called Nandgati, which is a narrow passage, and Lord Krishna will position himself there and tell the gopis that you cannot pass unless you pay tax. And he'll take the opportunity to block the way of Srimati Radharani and try to touch her. And she will exhibit so many different types of ecstasies. She will appear to become angry, but inwardly she'll be happy. And then tears will come to her eyes. There will be trembling. So many different types of ecstasies combined. It is described that when Lord Krishna sees this in Srimati Radharani, he derives more pleasure than by touching her directly. So, in this meeting between Radha and Krishna, so Srimati Radharani was manifesting the special combination of ecstasies. And Rupa Manjari was standing in the bushes, looking through an opening in the bushes, and seeing, oh, such beautiful pastimes of Radha and Krishna, such sweet pastimes I've never seen. And then she thought that, oh, where is my friend Rati Manjari? She should be seeing this. So then immediately Rupa Manjari leaves the grove and goes to find Rati Manjari. Then on the way she meets Rati Manjari and says, oh, I was just looking for you. Such sweet pastimes between Radha and Krishna. You must come and see. And Rati Manjari says, oh, I had some other service. I just finished it. I was also just looking for you. So then she brings her to the grove, and she also peeps through the foliage and sees the pastimes. So this is the relationship in the spiritual world between guru and disciple. Not exactly as guru and disciple like here, but as friends. But one is serving under the guidance of the other. Something like that. So Rupa Manjari was thinking that Rati Manjari is serving so faithfully. She should get the chance to see this meeting. And she should also get the chance to experience all of the different types of ecstasies, because there are so many different types.
You can bring the word of the guru who are the two disciples in different rasa and serving two different state of the love. You said that spiritual master was in the Madhurya rasa, but you didn't say who he was, and following who he was, you know, maybe he wasn't like, if he was, for example, an experiment of Lalita, like in the Madhurya rasa, probably don't have any relation with Sudha.
You see, the guru is the representative or the manifestation of Balaram. Now, Balaram has so many relationships with Krishna. Actually, he has every relationship with Krishna. As brother, he is has Sakiras. But because he's older brother, there's also some mixture of Vatsalyaras. But because he also worships Krishna, there's some mixture of Dasyaras. Then sometimes Balaram thinks that he should serve the pastimes of Radha and Krishna also. But nobody can witness or serve the intimate pastimes between Radha and Krishna except for the gopis. And especially Balaram, being the older brother of Krishna, definitely Radha and Krishna will not meet or enjoy pastimes in the presence of Balaram. That's why Srila Prabhupada said that we should not have Radha and Krishna and Balaram on the same altar. Otherwise, there will be rasabhas. Rasabhas means an incompatible mixing of rasas. So, Balaram's rasa with Krishna as older brother and with Radharani is incompatible with Krishna's relationship with Radharani. In other words, Radha and Krishna cannot enjoy pastimes in the presence of Balaram. So that's why Srila Prabhupada said they have to have separate altars. Or if they can't have separate altars, then at least there should be a partition on the altar. Otherwise it would be rasa-vas. You see, certain rasas are compatible with each other and certain rasas are not compatible. So Vatsalya is incompatible with Madhurya. One cannot enjoy pastimes in Madhurya rasa in the presence of elders or superiors or parents. But Balaram, he also wanted to serve Srimati Radharani, which he couldn't do as older brother of Krishna. So he expanded into another form as Anangamandari and became the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. And as Anangamandari, she gets to render all sorts of services to Radha and Krishna. And there's no rasa-bhas. So just as Balaram has so many relationships with Krishna, so the spiritual master, who is the manifestation of Balaram, he can also manifest himself in so many different relationships.
Balaram also expands as Krishna's Brahman thread, umbrella, bedstead.
Yes. So Shantaras. Shantaras also. All rasas. Balaram serves Krishna.
Do they come in presence of Sridham?
Rama and Krishna.
There are certain, especially. Sorry?
Is Sridham Apriyanarma Saka?
You know different categories of coward boyfriends? Yeah. So the most intimate friends of Krishna are the Priyanarma Sakas, like Subha. And they alone have some access to the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But not to the extent of the gopis, but to some extent. Just like Subal or Madhumangal. Say at Radhakund, when Radha and Krishna have pastimes at Radhakund, nobody can enter there. Only the most confidential friends and maid servants of Srimati Radharani. But Subal or Madhumangal, who are the most confidential boyfriends of Krishna, they can come, but they will only stay on the Shamkund side. They can't come to the Radhakund side. So they have some access, but not full. Only the gopis can actually have full access to Radha Krishna.
When it's described that one should follow the activities of a particular associate of Krishna, now that can be a spiritual master manifesting in a particular rasa. Is that what we can understand from what you were reading in Jiva Dharma? It was also, I heard of a conversation that Prabhupada had with disciples in India. Mother Jamuna, in regards to a discussion, said, Prabhupada, can we look at you as a resident of Vrindavan? And he said, yes. So is that like a proper understanding? That he manifests according to a particular disciple's ras, you know, in a particular way that the disciple manifests in.
He could, certainly.
So is that to say that, let's say the spiritual master, he's in Sakyaras or Dasaras, and disciple is in Madhurya, so will the disciples still see the spiritual master manifest in the appropriate mood?
If the spiritual master is not capable to bring the disciple to the full realization of the disciple's potential, then the disciple can approach another spiritual master as Shiksha Guru with the permission of the Diksha Guru. Because in spiritual life, there's no envy. Ultimately, all Vaishnavas are working for the same goal, which is to reclaim the fallen souls and reestablish them in their eternal service to Krishna. So, if I have a disciple and I'm not capable to bring the disciple to the highest level which the disciple can achieve, then the disciple can take instruction from another Shiksha Guru who can help him. And again, we always have to remember that Lord Krishna himself is most anxious to get us back home, back to Godhead. As Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport in the first canto, that the Lord is more anxious to get us back home, back to Godhead, than we can imagine. So that most souls are not anxious to go back to Godhead at all. But if someone has some desire to go back to Godhead, then the Lord takes special interest in the person and makes all arrangements to help him. So we should know that the Lord will provide whatever we need to make spiritual advancement and ultimately to be established in our eternal service to him. So through Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, Vaishnava, somehow or other, he will arrange. So we should not be in anxiety whether the Lord will make the arrangement for me. We should be in anxiety how sincere we are in our desire to serve the Lord. But if we are sincere, surely the Lord will make every arrangement. There's no chance that we will not get what we need to make advancement.
And then the Brihadbhagavad Paramita, the Gopa Kumara goes to Vaikuntha and meets Lord Narayan. And Lord Narayan very warmly embraces him. And he says, actually, I was looking for a loop like Namabas or something to get you back here. But I couldn't find, so I came myself as your spiritual master. So the person that he found in Vrindavan that was exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy, that was going wrong. So that confirms what you're saying.
He says that Krishna himself can come to play the part of the spiritual master to help the candidate. So somehow or other he will make the arrangement.
I'm not sure if I correctly understand. That means that advanced devotees externally have simultaneously sadhana rupa and siddha rupa, and in sadhana rupa externally perform service, and in siddha rupa internally these rupas are different.
Yes. Just like we take the example of Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami is residing on the banks of Radhakund. He is dressed in loincloth. He has a male form. He's very lean and thin because he hardly eats anything. He hardly sleeps at all. But he's always absorbed in thoughts of Radha and Krishna, and chanting and offering obeisances, and praying, and so on. So that is sadhakaru.
What?
Sadhakaru.
Sadhakaru.
Sadhakaru. What we just read in the verse. Sadhakaru. The form of a devotee practicing devotional service. But he has the desire to become the maid servant of Srimati Radharani. And this Siddharu comes out in the advanced stage of sadhana, in the last stage of sadhana called Asakti. And by the intensity of his desire, he will remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He will see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And then he will see himself in the form of a gopi in the pastimes. So that is Siddharupa. First he will only be witnessing the pastimes, but then he will actually be performing service in the pastimes. For example, he may be decorating Srimati Radharani, or massaging her feet, or fanning her, so many types of service. And then his meditation will break. And then again, he will be Raghunath Das Goswami. But he was in deep meditation and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He does Goswami on the banks of Radhakund. He thought that he's Rati Manjari, performing confidential service to Srimati Radharani. But then he will come out of such intense absorption, and again he'll become conscious that I'm Raghunath Das Goswami. And then he'll feel so much separation from his service to Srimati Radharani. We find the same thing in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya will be on the beach at Jagannath Puri, and he'll see one sand dune. And the sand dune will remind him of Govardhan Hill. And he'll start to rush towards the sand dune, thinking that it's Govardhan Hill. Then he will stop. He'll be stunned. Stunned is one of the types of ecstasy, or one of the symptoms of ecstasy. Stunned means that there's intense internal activity, but there's no external activity. The limbs don't move. They don't work anymore. Then it's described that so he becomes stunned. Then tears start to pour out of his eyes. He starts to tremble. Goose pimples rise up on his skin. And then blood starts to ooze from his pores. And he turns color. And there's so many types of ecstasy manifested. And in the meantime, the other devotees that were following behind him, they catch up to him, and they see his condition, and they all feel so sorry, and they begin to chant the holy names. Then hearing the holy names, the tumultuous sound of the assembled devotees, he comes to partial external consciousness. You see, they're different types of consciousness, or different stages of consciousness. So first he comes to partial external consciousness. And he begins to say, I was at Govardhan Hill. Krishna was playing his flute. And hearing the sound of the flute of Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and so many gopis came there. Then Radha and Krishna entered one cave, and one of the gopis asked me to pick some flowers to make a garland for Radha and Krishna. And then all of a sudden you all made such a big sound, and you brought me away from Govardhan. Why did you do that? Now where is Radha? Where is Krishna? Where is Govardhan? Where is the gopis? And then he'll begin to weep and cry in separation. Then some superior sannyasis, like Paramananda Puri, will come. And then he'll come to full external consciousness. He'll compose himself, and he'll be respectful before his superiors and so on. So, just as we see in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, who's also playing the part of the devotee. So we also see in the devotees. So that form where one of the gopis was asking Lord Chaitanya to pick flowers, that form was not the form of Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi. That was another form as a gopi. So this is the Yeah, so the external form may be as a sannyasi, as a male. The internal form, or the siddha rupa, may be as a female, as a gopi.
Maharaj, now a situation was for the sadhana bhakti. And sometime make prayers in the Mula Raghunatha Bhakti, like Tulsi Puja, the translation is, let me become one of their intents on Vrindavan, or let me sing the Lord Sishila and Govinda. So are we allowed to do these kind of prayers?
Srila Prabhupada has given us so many prayers. And the one that you mentioned in particular is very suitable for Raghunatha Bhakti. And when we actually have greed for the service of Radha and Krishna, then we'll appreciate the prayer differently than we used to. But until we have greed, we will sing the prayer as a kirtan. Some kirtan must be sung. Some prayer must be sung. And Srila Prabhupada has given that prayer for Tulsi Devi, and we are singing it.